And now it's a very sad occasion, since for the very final time I'm going to be joined by Francis Clamp for our Brentwood and Billericay Bygones feature. Now, Francis, you've been a stalwart on this series for the last 3 years, and I believe that today you're going to be taking a look back at some of the subjects you've covered over those 3 years. So I'm interested to know which out of the 150-odd episodes you've chosen to highlight.
Well, it's not exactly a single episode or anything like that, but over the last 3 years, we've looked at the history of Brentwood, Billericay, and some of the towns and villages in between, all covered by Phoenix FM. From my point of view, this has been fascinating. Having previously written 5 books on Brentwood, I already knew a fair amount about that time, but my knowledge of the history of Billericay was more limited. However, I now feel I know a great deal more than when I started. Both Brentwood and Billericay started out as small hamlets, subordinate to larger parishes. Brentwood had to look to the Mother Church of South Weald, and Billericay was under the jurisdiction of Great Birstead. Times change, and now the two latter villages are dominated by their ever-growing neighbours. Billericay can trace its history back to Roman times and beyond. At Nevenden, there were even the remains of a Neolithic village discovered, possibly the earliest settlement in this part of the country. There was a Roman fort in the area. The small town existed under the Saxons, although it was simply an outlying part of Great Birstead. Brentwood has a shorter recorded history. Certainly the old Roman road passed through the area where the town now stands, but in those days it was part of the Great Essex Forest, and any isolated homesteads have long since been forgotten. There was a Romano-British fort at South Weald, but little else is recorded from that period. Not until the time of Henry II did a small hamlet start to develop as pilgrims passed through on their way to Canterbury and the tomb of Thomas à Becket. The history of the two towns really comes together at the time of the Peasants' Revolt, which was against the imposition of a poll tax. Promises were made by the king and his advisers, but they were broken, and it's estimated that around 500 peasants were killed after they fled to Norsey Woods. Billericay is still especially proud of its links to the sailing of the Mayflower, and at least 4 passengers coming from the town, and many of the provisions coming from this area. Both towns have grown over the years. Changes have been seen, and this continues. Many old buildings have been demolished in the name of progress. But this is often necessary, or we'd be living in a time warp. We can be justly proud of our part of Essex, and I'm sure in the future they will continue to remember the past as they forge ahead into the future.
Francis, thank you very much indeed. And I have to say, it doesn't to me sound anything like as long as 3 years. It just seems like yesterday that we started doing this. But I thank you for all your diligence all of that time. And I hope you're going to keep in contact and come back and see us from time to time.
Well, I hope so. But what I'm doing is I'm writing a book called Southend-on-Sea in the Great War. And obviously that means a number of trips down to Southend to do research, etc.
And what is the target date for completion?
Well, I've got to get it in March, and it's got to come out before the anniversary, which is of the start of the war, and that's the 4th of August.
All right, so you've really got your work cut out.
Yes.
Are you still having fun with that person down at the museum?
I'm not going back there again.
Now, look, just to say thanks very much indeed. That's just a little gift from me to say thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Frankly, you've done sterling work over the past 3 years. I really, really do personally appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, we've made some funny mistakes. I have a box, a bag, which is very impressive, with rather nice smelly things inside.
Oh, my socks, sorry.
We'll ignore that.
I wonder where I put those. Anyway, thanks very much indeed. And as I say, I hope you will come back and see us very soon.